finish up, please repeat. Asraddaya hutam datam. Tapastaptankatang chayat. Asat it yuchyate partha. Nachatat pretya na iha. Synonyms: asraddaya, without faith, hutam, offered in sacrifice, datam, given, tapa, penance, taptam, executed, kritam, performed, cha, also, yat, that which, asat, false, iti, thus, uchyate, is said to be, partha, O son of Pritha, na, never, cha, also, tat, that, pretya, after death, na'u, nor, iha, in this life. Please repeat. Anything done as sacrifice, charity, or penance, without faith in the Supreme, O son of Pritha, is impermanent. It is called asat and is useless both in this life and the next. So, right there, one of the fundamental principles of the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita, which is no. What's the last word in English? In this life and? So, what's the fundamental principle that's being inferred? That there's a next life, right? That's important. That our one of our basic core principles is that you lived before as you live now, and you will, yeah, you're not going away. Get used to yourself, because you are going to be an individual forever. So get to like yourself. Yes. Nat vivahum jatu nasang, natvang neme janadipaha, nachaiva nabhavishyama saravivayam attaha param. Never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, neither in the future shall any of us cease to be. The eternality of the soul, reincarnation, is one of our core fundamental principles. Okay, let's go to the purport. Anything done without the transcendental objective, whether it be sacrifice, charity, or penance, is useless. Therefore, in this verse, it is declared that such activities are abominable. Everything should be done for the Supreme in Krishna consciousness. Without such faith and without the proper guidance, there can never be any fruit. In all the Vedic scriptures, faith in the Supreme is advised. For instance, there's that famous verse from the Upanishad. Let's see if Krishna will remind me of that verse. Yasya deve para bhaktir yata deve tata garau tasyaite katihita hiarta prakashante mahatmanaha. So, if I have full faith in my spiritual master, as much as I have full faith in Krishna, then all the purport of Vedic knowledge will be revealed. So two things required: faith in Guru and Krishna, right? And that's also what Lord Chaitanya says. It's the combined mercy of Guru and Krishna. And Prabhupada would emphasize, it's not just Guru and it's not just Krishna. You're not on that platform. You need the combined mercy, Guru Krishna Prasade by Bhakti Lata Bij. You get this seed of devotion love of Krishna. When Krishna sees you are serious, he sends you the spiritual master. The spiritual master, along with Krishna, plants that seed of devotion. And I explained recently, let's see who knows. We say that when you get initiated, it's your second birth, correct? So who's the father? Guru. Who is the mother? Vedas. Yes. Thank you. You got to have a father and mother for there to be a birth. Okay, so yes. Father is Guru and mother is the Vedas. Okay, let us continue. In the pursuit of all Vedic instructions, the ultimate goal is the understanding of Krishna. What verse in chapter 15 is Prabhupada hinting at? Vedaischa sarvair, aham eva vedya, vedantakrid, vedavid, eva chaham. By all the Vedas, Well, wait. By all the Vedas, I am to be known. Me? No. Krishna. Just making sure you understand. All right. And who is the knower of the Vedas? Krishna. And who compiled the Vedanta? In what form? Oh, very good. Vyasadeva. Very good. Excellent. No one can obtain success without following this principle. Therefore, the best course is to work from the beginning, from the very beginning, in Krishna consciousness under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. I should do a search. How many times that phrase Prabhupada uses in his Bhagavad Gita? Because it keeps coming up over and over and over. Under the guidance of a bona... I'm going to do that. I'm glad I listened to my tapes. So I'll listen, I'll say, oh yeah, today I'm going to do that search. How many times just in the Bhagavad Gita that phrase comes up? That is the way to make everything successful. In the conditional state, people are attracted to worshiping demigods, ghosts, or yakshas like Kuvera. The mode of goodness is better than the modes of passion and ignorance, but one who takes directly to Krishna consciousness is transcendental to all three modes of material nature. Although there is a process of gradual elevation, if one, by the association of pure devotees, takes directly to Krishna consciousness, that is the best way. And that is recommended in this chapter. To achieve success in this way, one must first find the proper spiritual master. So there it is again. And receive training under his direction. Then one can achieve faith in the Supreme. When that faith matures, in course of time, it is called love of God. This love is the ultimate goal of the living entities. And that's exactly where Prabhupada's getting that, Lord Chaitanya. Prema Pumarto Mahan. The Hindu or the... Okay, Hindu Vedic scriptures teach what four things? Dharma, Artha, Kam, Moksha. Religion, economic development, sense gratification. But Lord Chaitanya says there's something beyond liberation. Prema, Pumartho, Mahan. Beyond liberation. Ooh. Mayavadi say no. There's nothing beyond liberation, but the devotees say, yes, there is. Beyond liberation is love of God. Prema. Beyond liberation, that's important. It's beyond. And also there are verses in the Vedas. The happiness you get by moksha compared to love of God is like the drop of water compared to an ocean. Love of God is like an ocean, and the happiness of liberation is just a little drop. There's several verses like that. One should therefore take to Krishna consciousness directly. That is the message of this 17th chapter. So Let's see, Mukund. How can I easily, always, directly take to Krishna consciousness, Mukund? Don't look in the book. Answer this question. You've been my student for how many years? Okay. What is the easiest, quickest, 24 hours a day way to take to Krishna consciousness? Don't fail me now. So what is that? Can you show us? Thank you. Thank you very much. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports to the 17th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita in the matter of divisions of faith. We have one chapter to go. Okay, wait. If you're going to ask questions, come to the head of the class. Put your name on it. Now, Krishna Kumar Das, I am going to try and finish chapter 18, starting next class, and by the end of chapter 2015, we should finish this Bhagavad Gita. 2015. We're not going to do chapter 18 in two programs. In 2015, by the end of 2015, we should try to finish the 78 verses, and it's the biggest chapter. Yeah, there's a lot there. Okay, what is your question? How early? You can take the spiritual master when you are ready to make a lifelong vow to chant 16 rounds and follow the four regulative principles. Well, I don't know. You asked me. You didn't ask ISKCON. I'm not ISKCON. You asked me. My answer is, when the individual is fully aware and is able on his own to make the commitment and knows what they're doing. So it's between the spiritual master and the disciple. Okay? So there's no... It depends on the individual, their maturity, and their level of understanding. And you know, now in ISKCON, okay, you asked me, I gave you my answer. Now, the ISKCON answer is, you have to answer the 13 questions. Okay? You have to get recommended by a temple president. I'm not a temple president. I can give you the 13 questions, but I can't. Okay? And when the spiritual master agrees to accept you, you answer the 13 questions and you're approved, that's when. That's the ISKCON answer. I gave you my answer. Take which one you like. Next question. Wait, he had several. Then we'll go. Yes. Yes. Spiritual instructions. You have Prabhupada's books, right? How many instructions are there in Prabhupada's books? Millions. All right? And then if you have a particular relationship with your spiritual master, he might have already given you certain instructions and services. So you have those instructions. Yes. Some do. It depends. Like I said, it depends on your particular relationship. All right? But I will repeat one thing, which I've been mentioning lately. That what's the first instruction of the spiritual master? Chant what? Ha ha ha. Okay. The first instruction is what? Of what? Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That's the first instruction. Okay? And then you have all different kinds of services. So that's your default position. Okay? There's no question of talking about other instructions until that is being done properly. Okay? When that's being done properly, then we can talk about other instructions. Are you finished with your inquiries? Okay, Jai Krishnadas. No, not as far as initiation. That would be in terms of living in the temple. Okay, not in terms of initiation. Basically, it's between the disciple and the spiritual master. But they have those guidelines. They instituted those 13 questions and also approval by temple president to make sure that nothing... So you have some kind of checks and balance, some kind. Next question. Yes? Yeah. That's it. Excellent. I was just about to look that up. You beat me to it. Very good. Very good. Let's all go to that verse. Or did you put all the Bhagavad Gitas away? Okay, for those who have your books, turn to chapter 4, verse 24. And you'll see why I was thinking of this verse. Chapter 4, verse 24. Let's do the Sanskrit. This is a very famous verse. Are you ready? Let's chant together. Brahmarpanang Brahmahavir Brahmatnao Brahmanahutam Brahmaivatena Gantavyam Brahmakarma Samadina. Translation. Let's do it together. A person who is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, sure to attain the spiritual kingdom because of his full contribution to spiritual activities in which the consummation is absolute and that which is offered is of the same spiritual nature. Key words, Krishna, what does it say? Because spiritual activities, that's important, in which the consummation, so everything about devotional service is spiritual or transcendental. Nothing is material. So when you're doing RT, when you're cleaning the dishes, when you're washing the pots, cleaning the temple room floor, anything you're doing that is connected to devotional service is it's all spiritual, it's all transcendental. That's the idea here. Any other questions? Yes, Meenakshi Vrajarani Devi Das. Well, it's really simple. Either you accept what we're reading in the books or you don't. You can't force anybody. Krishna consciousness, at least the way Prabhupada is presenting, I don't know about anybody else, and I don't care about anybody else. I care about how Prabhupada presents Krishna consciousness, because that's all I know, and it's good enough for me, and it's gotten me this far. So why should I jump ship now, right? If somebody is feeding you nicely, why would you want to go to somebody else's place? It doesn't make any sense, does it? So ISKCON or Krishna Consciousness Prabhupada has taken pretty good care of me all these years, okay? So if we're reading the books, and so far there hasn't been any contradiction, the message has been clear, now it's up to the individual person to apply it or not. That's it. Read it, take to it, God bless you. Yes. Okay, let's answer this question one more time. So, how do I go back to Godhead? I have to chant the holy name without offense. That's the answer. Now, how you get there? Okay, Prabhupada is explaining how to get there. Now, if you think you know better, nobody's stopping you. Right? Just like you've all had this experience. The man's driving the car. He gets lost. The wife says, why don't we ask somebody? No, I'll figure it out. And then you drive for another hour and you still get lost. The wife again says, maybe we should stop in a gas station and get directions. No! Okay? So, Prabhupada is spoon-feeding you how to go back to Godhead. But no, I don't need Prabhupada. I know better. Okay. What's the use of studying these books and then we don't apply it? And didn't I say earlier I'm going to do research? How many times has he said just in Bhagavad Gita that you need the assistance of a bona fide spiritual master? Okay? I think that's what he writes in his book. Well, anybody can say anything. That I'm not here to argue. I'm the messenger. Okay, look. Okay, so we're talking, so now the question has changed. What do I say to somebody who says that? All we can do is, this is what we understand. It's up to you to take it or leave it. I don't know about you, but I'm not into trying to convince someone, beat them over the head with the book. You must take. No. My thing is, use your intelligence. Okay? If after so many books and classes they still don't get it, I can't help them. All we can do is present. Just like anyone who's gone out and done book distribution, person to person. Not everybody takes the book, right? So we're not going to, you didn't take the book? All right, I'm going to beat you up. Is that our movement? You're not taking the book, therefore I'm going to kill you. And that's not my religion, and I'm not going to join that religion. My religion is intelligent. Here's the information. You take it or leave it. If you're not interested, there are so many other people who are. I don't got time to waste arguing. I never argue. I don't argue with my wife. I don't argue with anyone. All right? My policy is, what's the word? Don't ask, don't tell. Okay? Here's the facts. Here's the information. It's up to you to take it or leave it. After that, I wish you well. Next. Okay. Yes, Kamli. Yes. Don't waste your time. Yes. And we've all, I don't know about you, I've had lots of experience with people who want to argue and waste time. Now I'm 64 years old. I don't have any time to waste. Okay? I'm done that. Here it is. Either you take it or leave it. I wish you well. Yeah, that's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. Yeah, because there's thousands of people who are interested. Yes, you go to where you're wanted. And if you're not wanted here, I move on. There's a thing, moveon.org. So that's preaching. Moveon.org. Yes, it's like, because the thing is, what does Prabhupada say? Somebody who is sleeping, you can wake them up. But someone pretending to sleep, no. And Krishna is the best example of that. Because in the early morning when Yashoda comes, Krishna doesn't want to get up from bed. And he pretends that he's still asleep. Okay? So it all, everything starts with Krishna. So somebody who just, you know, you preach to somebody who is innocent, inquisitive, sincere. If they're not, you wish them well. Maybe they need somebody else to be their Vartma Pradarshaka Guru. I can't be everybody's Shiksha Guru. Okay? All right. We're all happy now? Yep. Yes, Nandini Radha Devi Dasi. Now, here we get into a very interesting concept, because there's two sides to the answer to this question. There is no harm in being attached to the service, but how should the devotee feel and react when, for some reason, Krishna takes that service away? That's called the test. I've gone through that. Everybody will go through that. Everybody. You'll get a service. You love that service. And the day will come and it's like, no. No more you can do that service. Now, Krishna wants to see. So, do you still want to serve me? Or do you only want to serve me when I let you do what you want to do? That's when you make advancement. You make more advancement when your preferred service is taken away for whatever reason. But ultimately, it's all Krishna's arrangement. And now you have to do some other service which you may not be so inclined to do. The real devotee will say, nope. No matter what. What is Radharani? What's that last verse of the Shikshastakam? Aslishya Vapadaratang Pinashnu Mama Darshanan Mama. Whether you embrace me or kick me away, still you are my worshipful Lord. I've gone through that. I've had services and I want. Then Krishna said, no. Now you do some other service. Okay. That's where you make terabytes of advancement. But you can still remain attached. There's no harm in being attached, but better to be attached to serving than to the actual service, because it will happen. Krishna will take it away just to see. Now let's see. You still love me now, Krishna says? Or do you only love me when I let you do what you want? Krishna wants to see, because everything's a test. Same way with book distribution. Everybody loves to go on book distribution when people take the book. But how about when you go out all day and you can't sell one book? And then you want to give up. And you never want to go back out again. That meant you were attached to the results, not to the service. Same way, another example would be when you have children. The parents love the children, yes? They do everything for the children, yes? But sometimes the children don't appreciate. And sometimes the children do something to hurt the parents. So do the parents kill the child? No. Even though they're not being appreciated, the parent still takes care and instructs. Same way with the spiritual master. Sometimes the disciple will do something, but the spiritual master will always take the disciple back, provided this disciple wants to still render service. I told you the example. One time, one of Prabhupada's servants sold the Hawaii temple. Sold the temple, took the money, went away. Okay? Prabhupada's temple in Hawaii. After some time, the devotee wanted to come back. So Prabhupada didn't sue the devotee. He said, bring back the temple, get the temple back. If you want to do service, I'll always take you back. Yes. All right. So did I answer your, are you satisfied? Yes. Everybody's, as you get older, yes, you're going to naturally gravitate to some kind of service. And Krishna may give it to you. And that's, you should cherish that. That you, because that's a sign that Krishna has blessed you. He has given you the service that you want. So naturally you're going to be attached to it. But Krishna may also take it away. And Krishna does that with Radharani and the gopis all the time. And that's why Radharani is that last verse is Radharani. You may make me brokenhearted by going off and being with other gopis. Radharani knows that. But, and in the explanation, that final chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, what does Radharani say? If there's a gopi that Krishna wants, I go to her house, become her servant, and bring her by hand to Krishna. That's pretty good, huh? That's called fully surrendered. She goes to that gopi's house, serves her, and brings her. Why? Because Radharani says, my happiness is in Krishna's happiness, not my own. What else does Radharani say in that final Shikshastakam chapter where Radharani is giving the purport of the final Shikshastakam verse? Radharani says, if there's something that I like, but Krishna hates it, I hate that thing. And vice versa. If there's something that Krishna likes and I hate it, ooh, I love that thing. Because it's all about service to Krishna. It has nothing to do. That's why Radharani's love is spotless. It has nothing to do with her personal sense gratification. It's all about, she's completely sold out to Krishna. You know the story. I've said it thousands of times. When Krishna had the supposed headache, he went, Narada was sent to the Brahmins. And the Brahmin said, so what can we do for Krishna's headache? Narada said, Krishna says he wants the dust of your feet. And the Brahmins, because they're so knowledgeable, we will go to hell. We don't think you have seen Krishna. No, go away. So then Narada went to the gopis and said, "The Krishna has a headache." So the gopis said, Krishna had a headache. What can we do? So Narada said, Krishna has said, the only thing that will take away his headache is the dust of your feet. Take as much as you want. And Narada said, but you'll go to hell. We don't care. We'll go to hell. But Krishna's headache has to be taken away. Mothers, you also do that. When your child is crying at 12 o'clock at night with a fever, who's the one that gets up and takes care of the crying child? Mother. Yes. Mother will do everything for the child. Am I right? Yes, I know for myself. I'm snoring. My wife is up there taking care. Yes, because they have that love. Okay. Everybody happy? All right. Where is our GBC?